Hello.
Hi, this is Cindy with customer care. I was returning your call.
Yes, my bank called me indicating that, I've been charged for this amount. I was refunded. I got charged again.
Okay, and what is your first and last name, please?
Sarah Gerard.
Thank you. One moment, please, if you don't mind. Be right with you. Okay, I'm not able to locate the account. May I have your zip code?
89123.
Okay, and how much were you billed?
$49.89, and there's $11.
Okay, and if you could verify for me, please, your address.
7325 Falcon Rock Drive, Las Vegas, 89123.
Okay, I do have your account pulled up. And let's see, you were billed $49.89. Hold on for one moment. Just checking to see what was ordered. Looks like the account is canceled. Hold on for one moment. Okay, let's see. Do show that your account is canceled, and it looks like you ordered the meal plan app.
Which I never did, and that's why they refunded me that $49.89. And then my bank said I got charged for the same amount again,
I don't
plus
see that.
$11. I don't know what that is.
Okay, and it looks like the account was refunded on the 25th of January. And you said you were billed again? One moment. I'm just checking the account for any additional charges. Okay, I only show that you were billed one time, $49.89, and that was canceled and refunded. That was on the 14th of January you were billed. And let me check and see when you were canceled. Looks like you called and canceled on the 25th of January.
And you don't see any other charge, so why was this?
No, I see that you were billed $49.89 and the account was refunded $49.89. I can check.
What about $11?
I'm not showing $11 charge.
No.
One moment. Now, I can check by the credit card information. I would need the first six digits and the last four digits. And if any additional charges were applied to the account, I would be able to locate it that way.
What numbers did you need?
The first six digits of the card number and the last four.
440066 and then 5827.
Okay, you said the first six digits is 440066. And the last four is 5827.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so it did locate your account. I'm just checking to see if any additional charges were made on the account. One moment. Okay, no, it just continues to go back to that one charge of $49 and 89 cents.
And there's no $11.
No, I don't
No
show
charges.
$11 charge. No. Hold on for one moment.
Okay.
Let's see. One moment. Okay, provide me with the first six digits of the card number again, please.
440066.
And then the last four digits of the card number.
5827.
Okay, so it pulled up, let's see. It pulled up three other accounts. But I see one, two. Yes, it pulled up three other accounts, but none of them are in your name. Only one in your name. And that's, I'm only showing one charge of $49.89.
Well, I don't even know how that happened because I didn't sign up. Yeah, just to make sure it's already canceled.
The account was already canceled back in January.
Okay. All right, I have to call my bank because they put my card on hold just for that.
Unless it's with a different company. How much are you saying was billed again?
$49.89 and $11.
And when were you billed $49.89?
I didn't get the date.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I wonder if that was a credit, but... yeah, because I do show that you were credited $49.89, but not billed $49.89 again.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I show that account was canceled and refunded on the 25th of January. It takes about 3 to 5 business days, so that might be the credit that you see.
Yeah.
Because if it takes 3 to 5 business days and the account was credited on the 25th of January, today is the 4th, that might be the credit that you see.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you. Okay. And thank you for calling customer care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.